Thank you, Mary. That was wonderful. All right. Well, you know, I just returned from Great Lakes Regional Unity Conference, so I'm a little pumped up. But I'm trying to reel myself in a little bit, because you come back, you're full of all these ideas, but then it comes to time to execute them. And so I'm still holding my vision for us, of us expanding not only in just bodies in the seat, but expanding in consciousness. You know, that we can become magnets to draw to us our good. And we have a lot of good here because we practice what? Unconditional love. We open our hearts. We look through the appearances of those who come through the door and see the Christ in them. One of the things that that came to mind as I sat in some of the conferences, that we're all getting into this technology business. We're all getting into this, getting our messages on YouTube and Facebook and all those other avenues of communication. And so I thought about it, and I said, one thing that I need to do more often is really to address those of you who take the time, a Sunday evening, Sunday afternoon, or whenever you watch it. Those of you are out there on YouTube and on Facebook listening to the message and soaking in some of the consciousness that's floating around here in the room. I just want you to know that we truly, truly appreciate you. I know there are those of you who constantly watch, and it just warms my heart that Spirit works through me to reach out and touch you in that kind of way, in that fashion. So for those of you who may be watching later, I just want to say, we here in the chapel, we love you and we bless you and we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Yes. So we begin our lesson this morning. There's a modern day parable about a rich man who commissioned a poor carpenter to build him a beautiful house. And so he told him, spare no expense. Use the finest material. Get the greatest, hardest working carpenters and plumbers and workers, tradespeople, to come in. And so he told him that he was going out of town, and he hoped it would be finished when he returned. Well, the carpenter saw this as an opportunity to make money, charging the rich man the same prices as he would normally do, but instead he decided to use inferior workers at a low wage. And he thought, well, I could skimp on the material. I don't have to buy the best lumber. And he also covered some of the inferior product and inferior mistakes. He covered them with, I call it a Band-Aid. You know how you just prop something up until later. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, thinking only of profit and not the product, not the workmanship, not doing the best that he could do, thinking only of the profit, he completed the task. So the rich man returned and he told him, the carpenter said, I followed your instructions. Here are the keys. And the rich man looked at him and said, the keys are yours. I had you build the house for yourself and your family. They're my gift to you. And from that day on, the carpenter never ceased to regret his actions because the house had issue after issue after issue. That's a great example for me of living the golden rule, because he could have very easily had a different outcome, right? If he had thought about building the house that he would love to have when it was complete. What we call the golden rule was actually a reoccurring theme in Jesus' teachings. You know, we inherit many of our qualities from within, but do we put them into use in our human experience? What happens when that great challenge arises? Do we think there's only one presence and one power? Most of the time we do. Yeah, we're learning. We're taking baby steps. We're growing, aren't we? But there are those, like the carpenter, who still need a little boost. What we call the gold, I want you to just take a second. And here we have this rich, opulent universe. Take a second and think, what would it be like if everyone considered their neighbor? We just watched that film a couple Fridays ago, and he was going all over saying, would you be my neighbor? Mm-hmm. Just think how the world would be if we lived it as we wanted it to be for ourselves. Full and loving and peaceful. When we speak of the golden rule, the most commonly quoted phrase is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, that could be a little concerning if you don't know what you are. The things that we do to ourselves out of our humanness at times. The things we tell ourselves, the love we withhold from ourselves, not from each other. You ever go through a period where you doubted everything you did? Where you told yourself that you were not the child of the Most High? I think all of us kind of go through periods where we feel like that. Unless you came up in unity and as a baby, you always heard different. We do have a couple people Unity babies in the room that grew up under that umbrella. You know, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. As we come into our true nature, we're spiritual beings. And as we come into the realization of that, not only am I, you are. And when I come to face with someone, I remember we're both formal spiritual beings. And you know how we say, I behold the Christ in you? We're meeting Christ to Christ, no matter what the outer appearance is saying. We're treating others with empathy, compassion. And you know what? When you practice that enough, it becomes a natural part of living. If you stop and think about it, what we call the golden rule, Jesus taught us over and over again from that concept. So how do we put this to use? How do we deal with this? You know, Jesus not only taught us about loving one another and going through life seeing through appearances, but he also gave us what would happen if we did, which I think is wonderful. Because he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Matthew 5 and 8, a pure heart means what? A sincere heart. A pure heart means, first and foremost, seeing others as they are in truth. You know, out of oneness, we want everyone to come into the awareness of the greatness within them. Because I am you, and you are me. And I want you to be great. I want you to know who you are. I want you to bring the joy and the light into this room and out into the universe always. I know you're sitting there saying, well, that's not going to happen always. It can. Think of the possibility. We're possibility thinkers here, right? Think of the possibility. Hold that vision. You know, I'm a living witness. Visions can come true. Hold that vision. You know, I have a typo here. Imagine that. I love it. It had to come into the service somewhere, right? Right. Just know that there's no competition in spirit. There's no competition in spirit. We can do the right thing. We can love. We can share peace. We can share harmony with the universe. After all, there is only one presence and one power active in our lives. And that energy sustains us and everything in it. Our connection is what? You know what our connection is. Love. Love and the Christ that is within us. When we come into the realization to see God and not to see God not as looking for someone who looks like us with skin, but choosing to know that God is energy. God is light. God is love. God does not only give love, God is love. Wisdom, zeal, and all those attributes are God, and guess what? They are us, because we live, move, and have our being in the essence of all that is, in the essence of that which created the universe. So what do we do with this? What do we do with this teaching? What do we do? How do we live the golden rule? We could be here all day if I tried to name all the ways that we could, you know, function to live the golden rule. I have a book. Let's see. Oh, it's up here. I have a book that I got at one of the conferences, and it's called His Living Teachings Support My Modern Life. And the gentleman is talking about the teachings of Jesus Christ support how he goes about in this universe. And his name is Stephen now I'm probably not pronouncing it right, Dynako, D-Y-N-A-K-O. And it's a little book, and in it, he has a part where he's giving examples of how Jesus' teachings carry a message of the golden rule. And the first one is from Matthew 7 and 12. Now, I'm going to give you a couple scriptures this morning. And, you know, some of these are from the Sermon on the Mount. So you might want to take time and read Matthew, beginning with chapter 5. Fascinating stuff. And if you want to learn how to live the golden rule, how to live doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, then this would be good material for you. So in Matthew 7 and 12, the teachings taught us that therefore all things whatsoever that you do, I'm trying to paraphrase it a little bit, but I'm going to say it like it is. Therefore, all things whatsoever that men should, and the word in this is should, do to you, do you even so to them. So what are the things that people should do to one another? Peace, love. Anybody got one? Kindness. Giving. Caring. Yes. Therefore, all the things whatsoever that people should do to you, do you even so to them. So don't wait for them to do it. You do it. Because it's like a magnet, it's catchy, it catches on. Matthew 6 and 14 says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So if this is telling you, where is the Father? Where is God? You're a part of that. So that's you. So if you forgive, then you are forgiven. It's in you. The Spirit is within you. In other words, forgive and you will be forgiven. Is anybody sitting there holding any grudges? I'm going to put my hand down. I have to watch how I'm gesturing. I talk with my hands, but is there anyone that's holding any grudges? Is there anyone that maybe somebody cut them off in traffic and they're saying, oh, he'll get his just desserts? You know, any thoughts like that, watching television, watching the news, if you're condemning, if your thoughts are condemning the actions, then maybe this is talking to you. You know, we have to be ever so careful when we're hearing stories and when we're watching things. Because the majority is not the truth. The truth is we can come together as a people. We are one in spirit. We just have different ways in our humanness of thinking about things. But in essence, when you get down to the core, we're one people. And what I do to the least of you, I do to myself. In Luke 27 and verse 28, and the scriptures, they're full of these, full of ways to live the golden rule, full of ways to adopt and move through this universe, being the best that you can be, not only as a spiritual being, as a human being. Luke 26, 27, and 28. Oh, this is a huge one. Love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you and pray for them that despitefully use you. Oh my, that covers a whole wide myriad of things, doesn't it? I also add to that, take nothing personal. People will say a lot of things. They'll do a lot of things. Take nothing personal. You know who you are, right? When you know who you are, there's nothing that can penetrate that, because you have put on the whole armor of the Christ. Of course, like I said, I could go on and on, but I think of all these things, the greatest teaching that Jesus Christ gave us is love one another as I have loved you. Some people don't realize the love that the Creator has for us. We're here on this earth plane. Everything was created for our use, to be able to have a healthy, rich, loving life. Love one another. You know, when Jesus said this, he had just finished washing the disciples' feet. A sign that he was no greater than them, that he could do this task of foot washing, humbling himself. In John 13 and 15, he says, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. How much plainer can it be for us? How much plainer can it be? So, all this to me is saying, do unto others as I have done unto you, as a master teacher has done unto us, the love and support that was shown. If we treat others as we want to be treated, then we're living by the truth that we're teaching here at Unity Church of Light. the words of the master teacher, Jesus Christ, living and loving one another. Just one more thing from here. And he writes, the simple brilliance of Jesus' teachings is instructing us to keep a God-centered society. All of the discord in the world, whether it is between people, nations, or within ourselves, occur because people either reject God and his qualities or qualify their faith by rejecting others who don't believe as they do. We believe one presence, one power in the universe available to all people. We may be on different rungs of the ladder, but guess what? We are one. And that's the whole gist. If we're one, I'm going to do to you what I would love for myself. I'm going to share myself openly. And I'm going to let the love pour out. How about you? Yes. And you know how we can strengthen that, how we can build ourselves up and support that? Prayer and meditation. Take time to get to know, even if you just put on some music and sit and feel it. Feel it. Yes. Let's prepare for meditation by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so we settle down and take a deep breath and bring ourselves into this space right here, right now. You may close your eyes if you like, or focus on the light here behind me. But let's make this inward journey. Breathing in and hold it a moment and release it, giving yourself permission to come into this inner space, to make that journey from the head where we do all that thinking and working and down into the heart where we know and feel and commune with our inner spirit. And as we breathe in and breathe out and step into that inner space, into that chamber within where we know only one presence, where we know only being, and where we have nothing we have to do but sit in the quiet and listen. We know who we are. We are blessed. We are children of the Most High. We are loved, and I am in that space within where there's nothing but pure presence. And in this place, I take a moment and I sit beside the quiet, still waters and drink from that fountain of everlasting life for just a moment in the quiet. And as I have taken the time to let my mind and my heart be filled, renewed and replenished, I take just a few more seconds to give thanks. Thanks that I am in this space within, that I can return there anytime, any place, that light that is within me will forever shine, and my consciousness is lifted to that high frequency. And as I go about my daily living, I do so knowing that I am. And as I know that I am, I also know that you are. And together we're one in spirit. So for this, dear God, as I return to the presence of this room, I bring with me my gifts and I share them with the universe. And for this and all things, I just say thank you, God. Thank you, divine energy of the universe. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And for all things good and possible, I just say, it is so, and so it is. Amen. Blessings, and go forth and create for yourselves a wonderful, wonderful universe.